Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. This week, the website 538.com reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 84.7% of the time. Public Policy Polling also tweeted this week that in a November poll, Faso trails a generic Democrat 46-40. Faso won the election in 2016 against actual Democrat Zephyr Teachout 54-46%.
More than a dozen constituents of the 19th Congressional District participated in a protest action both inside and outside of U.S. Representative John Faso's Kinderhook office December 18th, according to a press release distributed by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Those participating included members of the local sanctuary movement, United We Dream, New York Immigration Coalition, and other allied organizations. The group pressed Faso to support a Clean Dream Act and urged him to withhold his vote on the federal budget until the act was included in the proposal. Participants inside the office read a statement of their purpose and demands and also delivered a petition calling on Faso to support the act, bearing more than 600 signatures, 13 organizational co-sponsors, 2 congregational co-sponsors, and at least 13 business co-sponsors. In addition to the petition, the group delivered letters and drawings about immigration from children living in Faso's district. Read the full press release at sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org.
Several members of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement reported several arrests of protesters at a sit-in at Representative John Faso's Kinderhook office on December the 18th. Facebook Live video on the activist group's website shows police taking away at least one of the protesters gathered to advocate for Faso's support of the Clean Dream Act. The proposed law would allow children of immigrants in the country illegally to stay in the United States. Faso supports two versions of the bill, but activists prefer the stronger Clean Dream Act. In April, Faso co-sponsored the Bridge Act. On December the 18th, about a dozen activists took over the meeting room in Faso's Kinderhook office, chanting and playing music. WGXC's partner station in Troy, WOOC-LP, interviewed Gloria Martinez, a young organizer with the Columbia Sanctuary Movement, who called in from Faso's office during the protests.
That there were two badass mujeres that were arrested earlier today, and it is an honor to be a part of the sit-in alongside with them.
So two women from your group were arrested from Congressman Faso's office?
One from our group and another one from a different organization, yes.
They were arrested at the office?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there were also two other individuals that were arrested as well, actually.
So four people altogether were arrested mm-hmm. in the midst of this action?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, were you given a reason why they were arrested?
Being disruptive. And I guess we were over the capacity, which is they have a notice here saying it's 8 people, but it was forever changing to 5 and whatever. They're just making up their own rules, I guess.
So you had more than a dozen people show up to try and meet with their own congressperson to talk about an issue that's of vital importance to them. And you had several of those people arrested for, quote unquote, being destructive.
Steve Hughes in the Albany Times Union reports that 5 protesters who refused to leave Congressman John Faso's district office in Kinderhook on December 18th were arrested and charged with trespass. 4 Columbia County residents and 1 from Kingston were issued appearance tickets to Kinderhook Village Court. Quote, deputies spoke with protesters to try to avoid any arrests by just encouraging them to leave the office on their own, end quote, Sheriff David P. Bartlett said. Protesters, some from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, gathered to advocate for Faso's support of the Clean Dream Act. Faso has said he will vote for other bills that allow some children of immigrants to stay in the country, but not the Clean Dream Act. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.
Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative John Faso reacted to the protest action conducted at his Kinderhook office on December the 18th in a statement released the following day. According to Purcell, the first-term Republican, and I quote, chided protesters for being part of the problem and not the solution, end quote. Faso said he, and I quote, strongly supported, end quote, resolving the immigration status of those brought into the country as children. He said, and I quote, I have co-sponsored legislation to address this matter. There are serious negotiations going on now in Congress, and I expect and hope action will be taken early in 2018, end quote. More than a dozen people from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, United We Dream, the New York Immigration Coalition, and other allied organizations participated in the protest, pressing Faso to support a Clean Dream Act and urging him to withhold his vote on the federal budget until the act was included in that proposal. Five of the protesters were arrested and charged with trespassing by the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and the New York State Police. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daily Freeman is reporting that U.S. Representative John Faso will vote no on the tax reform bill, the first-term Kinderhook Republican announced on his website December the 18th. He cited the bill's negative impact on New York State's residents to support his intention, the same reason he gave for voting against the original version of the bill a little more than a month ago. However, he did vote to move the bill to conference committee in a procedural vote on December the 4th. Faso said on Monday, and I quote, from the beginning, I wanted to support a tax reform plan that would increase economic growth, increase worker paychecks, incentivize small business investment, and ensure New York families are better off. Unfortunately, this plan does not meet all of those criteria, end quote. In the original House vote, Faso was one of 13 Republicans who voted no because that version of the bill called for the elimination of tax deductions for state and local income and sales taxes and limited property tax deductions to $10,000. The final version of the bill keeps the $10,000 cap, but some of the deductions for state and local taxes have been revived. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
Representative John Faso voted against the Republican tax plan December 19th, which passed 227 to 203. Other Hudson Valley representatives also voted against the bill. Elise Stefanik, a Republican who represents the district north of Faso's, also voted against the bill. So did Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democrat who represents the area south of Faso's district. Five New York Republicans in all voted against the bill.
On December 19th, local representative John Faso went on MSNBC and talked to Hallie Jackson about why he voted against the Republican tax bill that passed the House and Senate this week.
While there are many things in this bill that are good and many things in the bill that are better than the bill that I voted against initially in the House, the precipitous nature of changing the deductibility of state and local taxes for people that are going to pay more than $10,000, way more than $10,000 in state and local taxes, this is going to change as of January 1, 2018. And frankly, I just think that that's an unfair change. We should at least have phased that in over a number of years to give taxpayers the opportunity and the states the ability to adjust their tax systems accordingly. That was not to be.
Are you frustrated then with GOP leadership in the House, specifically Speaker Ryan, others, Kevin Brady, who didn't listen to your concerns?
Actually, there were a number of things that I wanted changed in the bill that they did change. I'm frustrated with this process, but frankly, I'm just as frustrated with the Democrats, because had the Democrats from high-tax states actually came to the table to negotiate this thing, I think we might have been able to get a better deal, but that was not to be either.
It's a very, you know, I just wonder, Congressman, respectfully, I think it strikes a lot of people as odd to hear Republicans blaming Democrats for being frustrated with this bill when Republicans are in control of Congress. So let me ask you this. This is fairly easy for you to vote no. You're not going to sink the bill on your own. It's not like there was a one or two vote margin on this. So if this was closer, would you still be a no vote here?
Yes, I would. And that would, frankly, have given us a little more bargaining leverage if it had been closer. But again, the reason I say this is that each of us has a vote, and the Democrats, by not even coming to the table, made it more difficult for us to get changes for the high-tax states like New York. But that was not to be. I just think that what we've got to do is recognize that many people are going to be benefited by this bill, especially in the lower-tax states, but there'll be a lot of people in high-tax states like New York that are going to have the rug pulled out from them very quickly on January 1 because of this loss of this income tax deductibility and local tax deductibility in excess of $10,000.
Wealthy folks will be benefiting from this plan. They're not going to have the rug pulled out from under them. Are you comfortable
with that? Well, actually, the folks who are most likely to leave New York are the more affluent taxpayers, the business owners, who are going to pay a lot of state and local taxes and can no longer deduct them. Those are the people who right now are leaving New York, and I fear that this is going to accelerate that trend of those folks leaving our state, which makes the governance issue much more difficult for everyone in New York.
When you look at the popularity of the plan, Congressman, there's new numbers out showing that some 55% of people are opposed to this, and that includes 13% of Republicans, 90% of Democrats, 53% of independents. Republicans seem to be making the same bet that Democrats seem to make with Obamacare, an argument, by the way, that has been made to me personally by members of your party, which is eventually when people feel the impact, this will ultimately become popular. Is that bet going to work?
I think time will tell. I mean, frankly, if you're a married
Congressman,
couple,
time tells everything, right? Do you think it's going to, that people will eventually come on board with this bill, given how unpopular it is now and how much political capital Republicans are spending?
Haley, let me tell you, some people will, because look, if you're a married couple filing jointly and your itemized deductions are under $24,000, you are going to be better off. Only 8% of the country is going to itemize their returns once we double the standard deduction. So a lot of those folks, when they realize it, they are going to be better off. But again, for high tax states like New York, we rely disproportionately on more affluent taxpayers to pay the bill. And those people are the ones that are going to accelerate their departure from New York State because of the way this state and local deductibility issue has been framed in the legislation.
Where do you fall on the argument that at least this is something, right? The idea that the 1986 tax rewrite was put together kind of quickly and that even if you oppose the bill, at least it's progress. Is that your view?
Well, Haley, there is some progress here, but you know, we are addressing the issue of the multinational companies that stash money abroad. And beyond taxation, there is going to be a tax on those repatriated earnings. They're going to be deemed repatriated. But I think the bottom line here for Americans is that they have to judge this individually for themselves and for the state they live in. Many people will be benefited. Some people will be hurt. And that's just the way any tax reform bill would be. On balance, I have to vote no because of the disproportionate impact on New York State.
Representative John Faso voted against the GOP's tax plan again December 20th. Because of an error they made during a December 19th vote, the House of Representatives voted on the bill 2 days in a row. The bill passed 224 to 201. Faso voted no both times this week. Earlier, he voted yes on the bill to move it to a conference committee and no on the first vote on the bill in November. The bill is expected to raise taxes on many New Yorkers, as there is now a cap on deductions for state and local taxes. Quote, it really was a tough decision, Faso said, but I didn't come down here just to be a trumpet for a political party, end quote. The bill passed the Senate December 19th and is expected to be signed into law by President Donald Trump. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said from the Senate floor December 20th that Republicans would rue the day if they passed the bill.